Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba isiphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Lami ngithathele lithuba ngibonga uJonga Kandemiri obesipha indaba ngolimi lwesiShona. Lingalitshona njani izilukandaba olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngesonto mhlazi ku-2 Nhlangula 2024 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, impumela yokhetho lwakwele South Africa ize yethulwa lamuhla yinhlanganiso yokhetho ye-Independent Electoral Commission itshengisa ukuba kuvote abantu abedlula kancane ingxenye yabalelungelo lokuvota abangu 58% kuphela.
Singayiboni ikhwalizini isiba khona phakathi kwa-ANC nomkhonto wesizwe. Ibuke kungathi ngacishe ibe lula leyo ngoba laba bantu kade bengabantwana bomuntu.
Osokuqhamuke inkulumo phezu kwenhambo zikamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esezizinengi kakhulu ngesikhathi esifitshane.
Kusuka kube lesolo kumbe ukunakanela ukuthi imali leyo ibingasetshenziswa ngezinye indlela. Inhambo kaziwe mlutshwane ukuze ukuthi imali yokwenza into ze-development ibe khona.
Ukwezamasiko sixoxa ngokuthakazelelwa kokufikisa iminyaka elikhulu lamachumi amathathu okwedolobho lakoBulawayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Impumela yokhetho lweSouth Africa ize yethulwa lamhlanje yinhlanganiso yezokhetho e-Independent Electoral Commission etshengisa ukuba kuvote abantu abedlula kancane ingxenye yabalelungelo lokuvota abangu 58% kuphela. Umgcinisihlalo wenhlanganiso ye-IEC, uMnumzana Mosotho Moepea, esethula impumela yokugcina lamhlanje ntambama, uthe phakathi kwabantu abalelungelo lokuvota bedlula izigidi ezingamachumi amabili lasikhombisa 27 million, kuvote abayizigidi ezilichumi lasithupha 16 million kuphela. Ekhuluma embuthanweni munye lamhla, uMongameli Cyril Ramaphosa ubonge uZulu walelo lizwe ngokuvota ngokuthula esithi kumele abanqotshiweyo bemukele impumela. Ukhokhela ibandla lemkhonto wesizwe uMnumzana Jacob Zuma yena othi abayemukeli impumela yalolu khetho njalo bazayiphikisa emthethwandaba uvinjiwe ukungena ngesikhathi kusethulwa impumela le. Impumela itshengise ukuba ibandla elibusayo le-ANC kalisoze lenelise ukubumba uhulumende lingabambisananga lelinye lamabandla. Umbuzo ngothi lizabambisana laliphi ibandla wona amabandla la engaboni ngaso linye. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele ocubungula ezombusazwe uMnumzana Zenzo Nkomo.
I-option ziningi, ikhona i-option ye-ANC ne-DA. Leyo option inkinga ekhona ukuthi kukhona umahluko omkhulu kakhulu i-ANC ne-DA kumanifesto zabo nakunqubomgomo yawo ama-policies. Kakhulukazi inhlukano ekhona enkulu kuku-foreign policy. I-ANC ibheke ubudlelwano obuqinile namazwe asempumalanga, that is i-Russia ne-China. I-DA ibheke intshonalanga ne-Europe. Kuphinde futhi siyabona kumahluko omkhulu obahlukanisa kakhulu yimpi leqhubekayo e-Hamas ne-Israel. I-ANC ingaku-Hamas, i-DA ingaku-Israel. Sithi mhlawumbe bengayekela lokho kwangaphandle bethi ake sibheke okungaphakathi elizweni, sifake ilizwe lethu kuqala. Ngoba i-ANC manje siyibona ungathi izozama ukuqinisa ukuthi inikeze abantu abamnyama izinto abakhala ngazo, abathi i-ANC ayibenzeli zona, ezingabe yizo futhi imbangela yokuthi bayiphanishe i-ANC. Kodwa i-DA kudala ikhala ngokusiza kwabantu abamnyama okungathiwa yi-Black Economic Empowerment. Lokho nje nakho kuyabahlukanisa. Kube nezinto ke zenkohlakalo, i-corruption, kube nezinto ze-job creation, noma bezikhuluma kodwa indlela zokuthi zizokwenzeka kanjani zisuke zingafani. Okwesibili, singayibona i-coalition isiba khona phakathi kwa-ANC nomkhonto wesizwe. Ibuke kungathi ngacishe ibe lula leyo. Ngoba laba bantu kade bengabantwana bomuntu, izinto zikhona ezibahlukanisile kodwa bengahlala phansi bazixoxe. Eyesithathu ke enye indlela engaba khona, ngengafaka i-EFF ne-ANC kwese kubhekwa ke elinye iqembu kwamancane uma ngabe kuwukuthi umkhonto wesizwe ne-DA kwehlulile.
Ibandla le-EFF alenzanga kuhle, kungakuyini imbangela?
Iqembu le-EFF alenzanga kuhle iqiniswe lonke, kodwa labo abe-EFF uma beyibuka lento bayisa kuyo umkhonto. Ukulahlekelwa kwe-EFF kufanene nokulahlekelwa kwe-ANC. Abalandeli abaningi abe-EFF baye bagunquka baya kumkhonto wesizwe.
Manje nxa sikhangela udaba lwebandlululo esingathi yi-xenophobia, ludlale indima bani kukhetho lolo?
Udaba lobandlululo lwe-xenophobia eqinisweni babu Gandhi, uma ukubukisisa kahle, alulandimi oluyidlalileyo. Ngoba kunamaqembu la akade ekhankasa ekhuluma kakhulu kabanzi ngokuthi abafuna abantu bangaphandle. Amaqembu lawo amabili, i-Patriotic Alliance ne-Action SA. I-Action SA ayizuzanga lutho. Ngabe kuyukuthi bebeyivotela ngoba ithi abantu bangaphandle ayibafuni? Ngabe sibona ungathi ngelinye lamaqembu amancane azuze kakhulu. I-Patriotic Alliance izuzile kodwa hayi ngoba ibithi ayifuni abantu bangaphandle. Izuze ngoba i-voti labantu abangamakhaladi ubuningi babo baye bayavotela i-Patriotic Alliance. Esingathi thina nje kungabe kube yivoti yobuhlanga, i-tribal vote ngamanye amagama.
Alo-ke ngumnumzana Zenzo Nkomo ocubungula izombusazo obekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ese-Johannesburg kwele South Africa. Sokuqhamuke inkulumo phezu kwehambo zikamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esezizinenge kakhulu ngasikhathi esifitshane. UMnangagwa ubekelwe eKenya ngeviki edluleyo, wasuka walubhekisa kwele South Korea, lapho azasuka aye kwele Russia. Sixoxe locubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Methuseli Moyo, njalo ofundisa ezokuqutshwa kwembiko ekolijini le-NUST, sambuza ukuthi ubona njani okwenzakalayo.
Into enanzelelekayo ukuthi amazwe awavakatshelayo aqanjwayo o-North Korea, o-Russia, ngamazwe avele elobudlelwane le-ZANU-PF. Ngamazwe njalo i-Russia isempini, i-North Korea ihlala nje kunjalo kungathiwa kufuthelweni. Ngamazwe futhi alendlela ethize yokubusa abantu. Wananzelela umbuso we-ZANU-PF ungathi ugxile kunkolo kumbe kundlela okubuswa ngayo kulawo mazwe. So nxa umongameli esiyakhona ngale uzongaba lokunakanela ukuthi kukhona okuyakhulunywa kakhulu endaweni zabo-defense ezezikhali, kube khona njalo le ndaba zepolitiki, kube khona njalo ukuthi iRussia ngayinanzelela isikhuthala kakhulu kwenza ubungane lamazwe e-Africa, ifisa ukuncedisa ngainto ze-mining, ama-fertilizer ezokulima. Idinga ubungane ukuthi ihuge amazwe asuke ku-America abuye kiyo. So ikucabangela ukuthi nxa umongameli kuhamba kwakhe inhloso zakhe zigoqela khonokho.
Lona ilizwe siyabona ukubana liphakathi kobunzima bokusilela kwemali, lokhu akwenzayo umongameli ukuthi ahambe ubona kungaphathisa yini ilizwe ikakhulu kwezomnotho?
Ilizwe liphakathi kokuswela imali, wananzelela inhlelo eziningi azihambi ngendlela efiswa ngabantu. nxa uthi imali uthiye yasilela. Yikho ke nxa umongameli esebonakala ehamba hamba amazwe amaningi, njalo nxa ehamba siyakwazi ukuthi ehambe yedwa isikhathi esinekuva umuntu uhanje abantu bebaningi, labanye nje kuyabe kungacaci ukuthi kanti bebahamba besiyakwenzani. So ke kusuka kube lensolo kumbe ukunakanela ukuthi imali leyi ibingasetshenziswa ngezinye indlela. Ihambo kaziweni lutshwane ukuze ukuthi imali yokwenza into ze-development ibe khona ibe ningi. Kodwa ke isikhathi esiningi nxa utsho njalo bayaphendula bona be-ofisi yakhe bethi uprezident kumele angene lapha nalapha edinga i-investment, edinga ubungane esakha ubudlelwane beZimbabwe lamanye amazwe. Sithemba ke siza kubona khonokho okusenzakala ukuthi kuzasinceda ngaphi. Kodwa isikhathi esiningi suka silinde izithembiso zokuthi kuthiwe kuzabanje kube nje, singakuboni, singaluboni untshintsho. Abantu sebegcina bebona into ayikudla liswa kwemali nje.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Methuseli Moyo ocubungula izombusazwe njalo efundisa ezokuqutshwa kwembiko ekolejini leNUST obekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 ekwaBulawayo. Okwamanje sengidedela emuva ngelitshiya ezandleni zikaDabuka Ncube.
Siyalamukela kusigaba sabatsha. Igama lami nguDabuka Ncube. Namhla sixoxa loDokotela Mlungisi Mhlophe owasungula inhlanganiso ye-Youth Ablaze Global ephathisa abatsha abavela amaphandleni ibaletha eMelika ukuthi bafunde okutshiyeneyo.
Sifuna ukuthi uma bebuyela abantwana babuyele bephethe, you know, bengaphathanga ukuthi ayi sithatha amapikitsha sambe sabona. Sifuna bephethe i future, bephethe impilo yokuthi mina iphupho lami lizofezeka. Ukuthi nje ngisukile ekhaya ngangena endizeni, ngisuka esigodini, ngisuka loba kuyiphi indawo ngazobala, ngangena kuma university, ngangena emakolijini, ngahlala nama professors ama teacher abaqeqeshile kakhulu. Nafunda izinto. Mayibuyela umntwana ahambe phethe into ebambekayo ngempilo yakhe yakusasa. Lephupho lakhe ukuthi liyafezeka, ukuthi ngempela impilo nje ayipheleli nje khona lapha kule kusasa elihle ngabo. Sakha ikusasa elihle labantwana bethu ukuthi baphile impilo engcono ukudlula thina indlela esaphila ngayo. Sokunendlela eziningi ezokuthi sikhuphule izinga labantwana bethu.
Yiziphi ezinye zezinto elifuna ukuthi bazenze ngesikhathi belapha eMelika ezizabaphathisa ukuthi nxa bebuyela ekhaya bebambile lokho elifuna ukuthi bakubambe?
Okunye abazokwenza, bazongena mabe ngena kuma university bazotshelwa ukuthi kulama program athile. Mhlawumbe umntwana azafuna ukuthi hey ngcono lami ngizama ukuthi ngifake lapha mhlawumbe i-application yokuthi lami lephupho lami ukuthi, you know, ngiqhubekele phambili ngezifundo zami. Sifuna ukuthi abantwana baqhubeke ngezifundo zabo. Uma besuka la uyabe sekwazi ukuthi kufanele enzeni ngezifundo ukuthi mangisuka la ngempela ngizakwenzani empilweni, ngizoba yini empilweni. Kucace nje ukuthi indlela yakhe ikhanye, impilo sivane esithe savela wabona ukuthi uyangaphi umntwana. Abaminyaka phelile babephuma kwesinye isikolo lalapha lonyaka yinala, umnyaka ozayo uzabe kungabanye. So sizama ukuthi lento ikhule iqhubekele phambili, sazi ukuthi sincedisana nabantwana bethu kungelankinga ukuthi uphuma kusiphi isikolo, kodwa izaqhubekela phambili njengoba namhlanje inala, kusasa kungabe kungumntana akho ophuma loba yisiphi isikolo. Lo umntwana usengaphi, kumbe usetshololo, usegwanda, usesigodini, loba ukuphi, sile ndlela yokuthi umuntu asifinyelele, sisize isizwe sethu labantwana bethu ukuze impilo zabo ziphile zibe nhle kusasa.
ukuthi igaba sabatsha namhla besixoxa lodokotela Mlungisi Mhlophe owasungula inhlanganiso ye-Youth Ablaze Global. Asihlanganeni ngesikhathi esifanayo ngeviki ezayo. Olivalelisayo nguDabo Kancube.
Le balaleli Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha Voice of America ese Washington.
Sigcina amasiko
wethu.
Sigcina amasiko
wethu.
Yebo, kwezo amasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke. Namhla sixoxa njalo lomnumzana uSongwenya, incwadi kwezamasiko esintu. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwamkwenya. Kunjani khona ngapho lapho khona?
Ngiyabingelela babuDube kubalaleli nakubasakazi bethu. Hayi, lapho esikhona ongathi liyakhizakhiza namhlanje.
Ye, sibonileke ubulawayo lapho ke echaya 130 years yokusungulwa ukuthi sokulidolobho. Kambe wena ukubona njani khonoku njengoba abanye besithi hayi phela kwahluthunwa idolobho lamakhosi lapha isigodlo samakhosi? Ye, phosa lapho khonapho kwe
babuDube khona singatsho sithi kuyasikhumbuza ukuthi idolobho kwelelana lakhiwa liphucwa okhokho bethu. Kodwa besekuphinde futhi kusikhumbuze ukuthi abaliphucayo bebelakhe kahle kakhulu yonke into ihamba kahle, noma nje kukhona lapha abazali bethu lathi esasingeneme khona. Kodwa asinanzelela ukuthi okwamanje sokuthanda izinto sezingani sezithanda ukuba ngeyindlela lapha esesibona sesizithola sesiba namagama athi impela khona bekungcono usaphethe isitha.
Kodwa ke nxa sesikhangela kathesi, kuyini obonazana kulisiko olokho kusele kobulawayo? Siyabona ukuthi sokungani sokusiba mani nephunephu nje, akusakhali lokuthi kuya ngaphi. Kambe kuyagcinwa zamasiko khonapho-ke kobulawayo ngokubona kwakho, kumbe vele into sezisabalele?
Silovalo babuDube ngoba zimbalwa izinto ezisekhona laphana eziyizo ezisagcine ubuyithi bethu. Bakhumbula ukuthi kunegceke laphana elibizwa kuthiwa igceke lencwala. Besingajabula ukuthi mhlambe kwakhiwe into ethile khona laphana engicabanga ukuthi okwamanje bekungakangeni lutho olutheni. Mhlawumbe lingagcina kugcine kwakhiwe into ezoba isikhumbuzo. Okunye besicela ukuthi emagameni emigwaqo laphana njengoba kwenzeke emalokishini kube nendlela yokuthi kuyanikezwa amagama emgwaqo namagama ezinduna namakhosi, lamaqhawe nje akithi asendulo. Okuyikho kuzokwenza ukuthi kulondoloze ubuyithe bethu. Kodwa nomntwana nxa ebuza ukuthi kanti leli gama elithi lobhengula ngubani, ulobhengula elithi mzilikazi ngubani, umzilikazi elithi magwegwe ngubani, umagwegwe, bakwazi ukuthi yona yodwa le nkulumo ibe ngumlando ongasoze ukhohlakale.
Ye, ukuthi kambe kungavunywa yini khonokho nguhulumende? Phela siyabona ukuthi uhulumende ngosezibambile emadolobheni lapho. Uhulumende akavuma ethi hayi guqulanini ezani lokhu nalokhu kufaka amabizo azalayo. Kungaba njani babangwe?
babuDube umbuzo onjalo uthanda ukuba nzima kakhulu. Sinokubona endaweni eziningi uhulumende la ezifakela wakhe amagama. Kodwa besicela ukuthi noma bengakwenza lokho, kodwa bengalinge bezame ukwesula umlando wesizwe sakithi, ikakhulu kwaBulawayo. Njengoba uyalizwa nje idolobho lakwaBulawayo kuthiwa idolobho lamakhosi, idolobho lamakhosi okusho khona ukuthi uBulawayo onayo wodwa nje uyisikhumbuzo esikhulu ukuthi sivelaphi, sisizwe senkosi uMzilikazi, sisizwe sabakudwabazi.
Ye, lokho baba umbuso Ngwenya, incwadi kwezamasiko esintu silethwa ngalokuthi siyahlangana singawaphilileyo ngeviki ezayo. Olivalisa ngenjabulo ngumthembo sithembayo uGibbs Dube lilale.
Ngiwolomzila
salulandela.
Siyabonga Gibbs Dube, okwamanje sengilitshiye ezandleni zikantungameli Nkomo.
Siyahlangana kuhlelo vuselela umoya. Igama nguNtungameli Nkomo. Umtshumayeli wethu namuhla ngumnumzana Busani Sibanda.
Sibonge ithuba babuNkomo labalaleli. Namhlanje ngizathanda ukusibheke mawungumntwana uyingane ebazalini. Kumele ube ingane nje, kumele ube ngumntwana onjani. Ungazi ube mdala kangakanani kumzali wakho uyohlala ngumntwana. Uyohlala uzithoba njalo. Unjenjena namhlanje ulethwe ngumama emhlabeni through isibeletho sakhe. Wakuncelisa ebeleni lakho guluhlupha. Ungulumuntu onguye namhlanje because of umzali wakho. Umbonga ngani umzali wakho? Ukubonisa ukuthi umntanami loba ekuphi uyangikhumbula, kuyamthokozisa umzali lokho. Ufila njani ungumntwana usebenza kodwa umzali wakho ecela ithukela next door? Ufila njani kunje kubi indlala ibhahile? Umzali wakho ubhizi ucela ukukoda wena usemazweni wena ukuphi? Umzali wakho uhambe ecela impuphu ebantwini wena ukhona uphila. Umbiza njani umdali enkonzweni esontweni uthi ngiyathandaza mbiza uNkulunkulu kodwa ngapho uqalekiswa ngumzali wakho? Ngapho ulandelwa zinyembezi zomzali wakho? Kuphi ukubusiseka kwakho? Kuphi ukukhonza kwakho? Isibusiso sokuqala ngisibuye emzalini. Izishumi zokuqala yikukhumbula umzali. Ngeke uthi esontweni uyakhipha izishumi kodwa umzali wakho ehamba ngamathensi abhokokile. Umzali wakho engakaze ayiphuze ithukela yakho. Umzali wakhe sele ukuqalekisa yena kufundise nzima. Mhlawumbe ubehambe ebiyintango zabantu. Ngapha umzali wakho uyakuqale ngapha uthi uyathandaza. Ncaku zikaThixo, isibusiso asike sidlula esibuya kumzali wakho sokuqala. Umzali wakho is the co-creator. Uwaphiwa amandla umdali, umdali wakho konke. But umzali is a co-creator. Unjenjena nje uyimbewu yomzali wakho. Uyilokho yikho khona umzali wakho. Uthini uNkulunkulu othi uyamkhonza kubazali bakho? Wenzani kubazali bakho? Lapho khona ngabazali bakho bayakubusisana obayakuqalekisa. Loba abazali bakho bengasekho emhlabeni abakho ngokwenyama but ngokomoya bayaphila. Bakhela amathuna abo ukubonisa inhlonipho kubo. Ungababizi abazali bakho madimoni ngoba ubuya kubo uyimbewu yabo. Nceku zikaThixo, kubi emhlabeni abantwana bafulathele umhlaba ungenye into kodwa ngithi mina awukwazi ukuthi ukhonze umdali umzali wakho ngaphe kuqalekisa. Awukwazi ukuthi ubusisekile ubusise kumdali ngaphe umzali wakho kuqalekisa. Awukwazi ukuthi wena ulomuzi nje umuzi wami kunje kodwa ngapha ukukhulumisana nomzali wakho okulethe emhlabeni. Akukho lapho yakhona. Asihlonipheni sazini abazali bethu abakulethe emhlabeni. Basifundisile basikhulisile ukuthi nathi sibakhumbule. Ngeke ukuthi uyobusiseka ukhohlwe komzali wakho. Umdali wakho uqala ngumzali wakho okulethe emhlabeni. Nguyena umdali wakho uqala ngoba nguye okudalile, nguye okulethe emhlabeni, nguye okwenze waba khona waba ngulumuntu onguye. Sibonge iso engunaphakathi sithunywe esikhulu mdali wona ophethe konke uNkulunkulu wokhokho bethu. Babebusisekile okhokho ngoba babesazi lapha babuya khona, bebekhulisa isibongo sabo ngokwenza okuhle. That's why izwe lomoya ade lijabulile ngabo. That's why kade belima bevuna. That's why imuli zabo bezingasweli ngoba babesazi lapha babuya khona. Namhlanje sibona abantwana abafulathela ikhaya, umntwana ahambi nje abe ngenye into. That's why abantwana banamhlanje sibusiso singekho. Sicela upha amandla laba bayayizwa le voice bakwazi ukukhumbula emuva. Impumelelo yokuqala emntwaneni yikwazi umzali wakhe. Umntwana impumelelo yokuqala yikuthi noma engashada umakoti ephu akwazi ukushiya ebusisa ikhaya lakibo ngokuchiye yakhile. Lobe siyakwakho umuzi wakhe achiye yakhile, achenze something ekhaya kubonisa ukuthi baba nomama ngiyabonga. Iyakhuleka Zulu, thinta inhliziyo zabantwana banamhlanje. Sikhuleka sibonga sithi Zulu.
Lolo bekuluhlelo vuselela umoya. Silomchumayeli umnumzana uBusani Sibanda. Asibeni sonke kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Yimi uNtungami Linkomo.
Hayi, siyabonga jahale zansi Ntungami Linkomo. kwezemidlalo lamhlanje sixoxa lomdlali wenguqu oke waba lodumo olukhulu edlalela iHighlanders leqembu lesizwe elama Warriors uAlexander Maseko wayese sazakala ngelokuthi cool ruler. Ungamanje usehlala eSouth Africa lapho kade edlalela iqembu leMamelodi Sundowns engakathathi umhlala phansi. Uxoxa lentathele zindaba yeStudio 7 uEzra Chisas Banda osiphathela lendaba zezemidlalo kuliviki.
UAlexander Maseko uzalelwe eLuveve obulawa wakhulela khona. Wafunda esikolo seMafakela Primary School.
Usuka eprimary Mafakela ngasiyafi. Yeyimpumalanga High School. Umay school still bengumgolikeeper. Uyazi nje uma ukuthi ngiyakhula ngingazi ukuthi khona ama-genes amabini. Kule sport esasikhona ngoba ubaba walo wayevele edlala ibhola. So ngingumgolikeeper kanjalo, so okufika nje isikhathi sabo-winter lesi. I remember team India ila woi from Jawanda or amai mkumbuzi sempoko masongi za funda kwa.
Maseko wate kata iskole mpoma high school watola umsebenzi.
Ancho ina hii company wakwa hii Diraji Vikings. Diraji Vikings ibili team, hii team ni yewe ni ilale. So hai, sebeza wanale, njale hii Diraji Vikings. I know, I think it's 82, where yale nda sisi, since then it be E-N-Team ukochi emu Bobby Jack. Alright, so why u Bobby why su wanji Hamburg siya wana maloa divisions and then one sport.
Eze dala i Highlanders uku rula iposo yengu wa ya tanyi la inkezo zonke njala wala ndereba masola nyama bebe tala bechabulile.
So we nam almost all the cups china ipora lefu it was more competitive. So my supporters, I don't remember any of the supporters ababe buya bejikele izinto egrawundini even isihlulo kwakungekho lokho because it was competitive. Uyabona sasisiya endini sidlala nama-team are very good and those teams which were very good, you understand, they were tough and my supporters would never come back and say hey this is the citizens in every time they would expect us the way we performed, man, he came in and then said, "See that."
Maseko waswa kuposwa kwesikhatshana siyadlala iDaring T. Sebembiza ngokuthi ngu-cool ruler. Kwakutheni Zanda?
Umuntu wangiphi igama lenaleli sadlala ibhola esithi cool ruler. I think ungathi wayesazi ukuthi ngumuntu onjani. Hayi into zokupha bani zani. 1989 where engasungathola umsebenzi eHarare. Asuka since I joined ini iDaring T. So lapho abangaziyo ukuthi ngasuka eSailanders for only 1 year. Ngabona dlalela iDaring T. 1990 ngabuyela. Remember ngo 1990 sasesiwina futhi league.
Kudlale umdlalo wenguqu okwesikhathi eside eseZimbabwe leSouth Africa. Pho kungani ngafuna ukuphatha inhlanganiso yezenguqu eZifa?
IZimbabwe inda kungabuki ekhameni ye-assist ngapha into zeZifa lokho nalokho. Uma ukuthi bafuna ncedo kumbe bafuna ukuthi izinto zibe right, I prefer ukuthi bengifonele behlale lapha sithi hayi kulento enje, so sifuna ukuthi sihlale nawe phansi sibone ukuthi ungasinceda na. So not ukuthi angifuni ukwenza into, I love football. So umuntu othi ngifuna ukuphuma emaphepheni, so umuntu ophaphayo mina, I'm just a down to earth person.
UAlexander Maseko uhlala lemuli yakhe eSouth Africa. Kusenjalo iqembu lesizwe lama Warriors lise South Africa lizilolonga lilungiselela imidlalo yomhlaba ye World Cup lapho lizonqilana nale lesoto lesihlanu ozayo libuye lidibane labafana bafana be South Africa ngemva kwensuku ezine lidlale nele lesoto khona ngale e South Africa. Iqembu lama Warriors lidlalela imidlalo yalo kwele South Africa ngoba iZimbabwe ayinankundla ezivunyelwa inhlanganiso yezenguqu emhlabeni wonke jikelele ye FIFA ngoba kuthiwa inkundla zigugudekile eZimbabwe. Ngimele Studio 7 igama namu Jesus Banda.
Siyabonga Ezra Jesus Manda ngokusiphake udaba luka cool ruler. Isikhathi sesingasavumi kuba siqhubeke sisonke kodwa singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye izenhlobo zendaba ebezikhokhela. Impumela yokhetho lokele South Africa ize yethulo lamhlanje inhlanganiso yezokhetho iIndependent Electoral Commission itshengisa ukuba kuvothe abantu abedlula kancane ingxenye yababele lungelo lokuvota kwaba ngabangu 58% abavotileyo. Sokuqhamuke inkulumo phezu kwenhambo zikamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esezizinenge kakhulu ngesikhathi esifitshane. Siligqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo igama nguChris Gande ngesithi asidibaneni njalo kusasa lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kustudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.